KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, and it's currently 49 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A high of 65. Radar shows some heavily embedded thunderstorms off to our north-northwest across Interstate 80 this morning, and some lighter activity off to the far northwest over in the Omaha Council Bluffs area and spreading up into the Sioux City area, widely scattered. And again, some showers off to our south as well along the Highway 71 corridor, approaching Highway 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of an Atlantic man Tuesday afternoon. A little after 4 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Anthony Allen Charles Rohner of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. He was taken into custody in the vicinity of Broadway and Knuckles Street in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where Rohner's bond was set at $1,000. In an update to our previous reports online and on air, the Atlantic Police Department Tuesday said Angela Hillhouse of Atlantic complained of neck pain but refused transport to Cass County Memorial Hospital following a collision that happened in the 1000 block of East 22nd Street a little after 7:30 a.m. Monday. Authorities say Hillhouse was traveling eastbound on 22nd and had stopped in the roadway for construction workers who were partially blocking the road and a bus that was approaching from the opposite direction. Her vehicle was hit from behind by a vehicle driven by Leslie Paulson of Exira as Paulson was traveling over a hill. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,000. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, or AMU, has received national recognition for achieving exceptional electric service reliability in 2020. The recognition comes from the American Public Power Association, or APPA. They help to track electric utilities' track power outage and restoration data, and then compares the data to national statistics tracked by the U.S. Energy Information Administration for all types of electric utilities. AMU's average service availability index is 99.9923%, meaning that on average, customers of AMU have their electric service available for use more than 99.99% of the time. APPA has awarded AMU a Certificate of Excellence in Reliability because AMU ranks in the top quartile, or 25%, of all electric utilities throughout the U.S. Alex Hoffman, APPA's Vice President of Technical and Operations Services, says public power utilities have proven their commitment to serving their community by continuing to lead the nation in reliability. These utilities, he said, are the best of the best when it comes to keeping the lights on in their communities. AMU General Manager Steve Chepke said, "We are proud to receive this recognition. It is a testament to the hard work of all of our line workers and staff to ensure that we keep Atlantic and the surrounding rural area powered." A man accused of killing a Fort Dodge pastor was found guilty by a Scott County jury on Tuesday. Pat Powers reports.
Joshua Pendleton was charged with first-degree murder and first-degree robbery in the death of Reverend Alan Henderson, who was attacked outside St. Paul Lutheran Church on October 2, 2019. Pendleton pleaded not guilty after he was found competent to stand trial. Trial began last week in Davenport and was moved to Scott County because of pretrial publicity. Pendleton will be sentenced June the 18th in Webster County District Court in Fort Dodge. Reporting from Webster City, I'm Pat Powers.
Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa legislature has sent the governor a bill to give investment advisors some legal protection for reporting suspicions that someone who could not manage their own finances is being fleeced.
Defines financial exploitation as wrongfully depriving eligible persons of assets, properties, etc.
That's Senator Tim Crainbrink of Fort Dodge, who said the proposal is patterned after laws in 27 other states. It outlines when financial advisors can delay transactions if they suspect it's not in the best interest of a dependent adult. Advisors who report suspicious financial activity to authorities would be shielded from lawsuits. Representative John Jacobson of Council Bluffs read from a Boston College paper during House debate of the bill.
A 2018 report by the U.S. SEC estimated 90% of older adults who suffer financial abuse are exploited by trusted individuals, such as neighbors, care providers, church officials, or family members, and that accumulated losses can be in excess of $3 billion a year.
In a separate bill, legislators are setting aside money so the Iowa Insurance Division can hire an investigator to focus on complaints about financial fraud targeting elderly and dependent adults. Legislators are also asking for a yearly report on how many dependent Iowa adults are the victims of financial exploitation. And finally in the news, an Iowan who paid hundreds of dollars for a dog that was never delivered is listed as one of the victims in what federal prosecutors describe as an overseas scam targeting Americans. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Prosecutors say puppies and other animals were listed for sale on the internet, and once someone showed an interest, the scammers sent text messages and email about getting the animal to its new home via a delivery service. According to a news release from the U.S. Department of Justice, the scammers also set up a fake delivery service. They often demanded more money to get the pets transported or to deal with the animal's exposure to COVID. A woman from Fruitland, Iowa, is listed as victim number 2 in court documents. Prosecutors say she paid more than $1,800 for a mini dachshund a year ago, but never got the dog. 28-year-old Desmond Bobga, a citizen of Cameroon, was extradited from Romania to the United States to face wire fraud, identity theft, and other charges in the case. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.